November again, and time for one of our culture-filed guests to share with us some of the reading, listening, watching, tasting and smelling they've been enjoying. And this time it's the turn of composer and musician Brian Jackson to share with us his culture-file likes.
I'm anxiously awaiting the re-release of Shrinking, which is an Apple TV show about a therapist who decided to move away from the traditional dispassionate, uninvolved analyst and got involved in his patients' lives. You know, his first thing he wanted to do was to get them out of the couch and chairs, you know, and pen idea, and go out and have dinner with them, you know, or go out, take a walk with them. Part of it might be inspired by some of the work of Phil Stutz, who is a therapist. There was a film that was done about him by Jonah Hill, whose therapist he was as well. And so it's pretty funny. It's Shrinking. It's a great series, and it's one of Harrison Ford's probably greatest pieces. Even though he's a supporting actor in it, I enjoy history, and particularly history that has more of a direct impact on me, even though all history does have an impact on all of us. American history in particular is fascinating to me because the deeper you go into it, the harder it is to get yourself out. And, you know, I mean that in the worst and best possible ways. Obviously, just look at the culmination of history, you know, at the point that history has brought America right now. It definitely inspires one to learn more about how in the world a group of people could end up where they are right now. And one of the people who helps, I think, to guide people through an understanding of where we are now in America and how we could have possibly gotten here, and explains it very well, is a writer and a podcast maker by the name of Sharon McMahon. She started out by saying that she would be happy to explain some of the phenomena that were going on in the United States impartially. But as she went on, and you know, the crazier things got in America and with the whole MAGA movement, you know, and all of that, she found it necessary. I think she, you know, her soul kind of made her feel that she could not just like impartially speak about some of these things without giving, you know, without giving her opinion, without giving some background, without giving some type of fact check. She ended up writing a book, and the book is called The Small and the Mighty. You see, I'm not like a podcast person. Okay, I got one for you. Rachel Maddow, Ultra. That is it, my friend. Again, it's about history. It's about something that happened years ago that is dreadfully similar to what is going on right now with the ultra-right movement in the United States. And it's called Ultra. I've kind of rediscovered Thelonious Monk. Last night I was like, yeah, I want to hear some Monk, and so I wanted to hear the song Blue Monk, but I put it into Google, and it came up. It says, okay, now I asked for Blue Monk. It said, now playing Monk's Blues, the album Monk's Blues. So the first thing I hear is this tremendous orchestration, this great orchestral arrangement of one of his songs, and then another one and another one. And I realized that the arrangements were by the great Oliver Nelson. So Oliver Nelson did this completely arranged album with Thelonious Monk's quartet. A lot of sauce. I'm in France, so I've had some really incredible cheeses and some really incredible breads, you know. So, I mean, I can't name any of them, or maybe I could name them, but I you wouldn't recognize them by the time I butchered the actual pronunciation. But I am really enjoying the assortment of cheeses. I I used to use a lot of oils, you know, different kinds of oils. And I don't know, I just, I stopped. I stopped. I don't use fragrances anymore. But I am partial to the smell of frankincense, jasmine. You know, I like those, you know, I like those scents. But to put them on myself, I don't know. I think that, you know, I'm an old man now, so I really enjoy my own scent. So I don't, I mean, but sometimes I, you know, I smell things that are on people that I think that's just amazing, but it's not for me. I've gotten to the point now where I don't think there would be any scent that actually represents me.
The likes of Brian Jackson there. Coming up tomorrow on the Culture File Weekly, the uncanny side of being bilingual with Shano singer Ciara Conway, Quiva Lavelle on the lost Dublin and lost body of Gothic author Charles Maturin, and soundtracking trauma and anxiety on stage in Anna Malarkey's music for the latest from Enda Walsh. It's a funny time of year in the Culture File Weekly, this and every Saturday tea time.